Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Dani Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies. I hope you've all had a beautiful week. For this episode, I want to talk about how what you focus on, you create more of. So whatever you give your energy and your attention to, you are calling into your existence. And the reason why I want to talk about this was because of an experience I had recently where I was able to manipulate the desired outcome I wanted just by giving my focus and my energy to that particular thing. So what I'm talking about here, at the time of recording this, I managed to get away for a little staycation. We are still partially locked down here in the UK and that we're not allowed to travel anywhere internationally, but we are now allowed to travel to places within the UK. So we're allowed to do these sort of self-contained staycations. So myself and my family have come to a place called Salcombe in Devon. So it's on the coast. It's by Cornwall. Beautiful, beautiful part of the UK. Gorgeous beaches and just a really lovely place to hang out and have a bit of a much needed change of scenery. Anyway, I had planned this trip and it's the first time we've been able to go anywhere in a long, long while. And I am somebody who's used to traveling pretty frequently. Normally, you know, at least once a month, perhaps once every 6 weeks, we will try and get off on a little holiday somewhere. And a lot of the time that will be overseas. And because of, you know, the current situation, we've not been able to do that. So I was really, really looking forward to this getaway. Anyway, I'm somebody who I love the sunshine, goes without saying. And because we were going to a beach place, I was adamant. I was like, it really needs to be sunny. It's one of those towns where if it's not sunny, there's not really a whole host of things to do. And so I was really relying on the weather being great so we could get down to the beach. Anyway, about 10 days before we set off on the trip, I thought, I'm going to check the weather just to see what it's looking like for that week. And to my dismay, it was showing that it was going to be pretty chilly, pretty rainy, and pretty windy. And I was like, that is not happening. I have waited too long for this trip. That is not happening, not on my watch. So I thought I'd play a little game. And I thought I would play a game where I would use all of my focus and energy to create the outcome that I wanted, in that I wanted to enjoy a beautiful sunny week in Salcombe where, you know, we could be outside, we could be by the beach, and, you know, I'm not expecting it to be 30 degrees, but something where we could pretty much be outside the whole time. And so I gave a lot of time and energy to thinking about this outcome. Rather than focusing on what was in front of me, the weather report saying the weather was perhaps going to be a little bit grim, I decided to focus on this beautiful week we were going to have. So I visualized myself and my family being at the beach. I visualized the sun shining. This is where, you know, the specificity of your visualizations can really, you know, work wonders. I even imagined that smell of putting sun cream on my face, okay? You know, that smell that automatically, if you don't live somewhere hot, automatically reminds you of a holiday, right? So I was imagining that sun cream smell. I could smell that so clearly. You know, I could feel my feet on the sand. I could feel my feet in the water. I could feel the sun on my face. You know, that elated feeling I get as soon as I get out into any type of sunshine, I could feel those emotions. And I committed to this process every day. I focused on what I wanted. And if you haven't guessed it already, guess what happened on my little trip to Salcombe? The sun shined pretty much every day. So I think it was probably about 3 or 4 days before we set off for the trip, I noticed that the weather report had changed. The weather still showed pretty low temperatures, so it was coming up at like 13 degrees, which definitely wasn't summer dress weather that I was kind of hoping for, but it was sunny. It was showing pure sunshine and no rain whatsoever. So I was like, yes, this is already working. And then what was really amazing was that, so 13 degrees, like that is pretty chilly. So I was thinking, it's working, but it's still not very warm. However, completely forget that they measure the temperature in the shade. And because it was pure sunshine, when you have pure sunshine on your skin and you're sheltered from the wind, 13 degrees can very quickly feel like 20 degrees. It felt gloriously warm. We even had the house that we rented. It had it was a garden that was surrounded by trees. So it was very sort of sheltered from any type of wind. And it was a complete sun trap. So we would sit in this beautiful garden and it actually felt like we were in 20 plus degree heat. It was glorious. Now, the point of this story is because, you know, it's to reinforce this idea that whatever you focus on is going to expand. And I know this, yet so often it's difficult to just bring this into your everyday life. Often we gravitate to what we don't want, right? We start thinking about outcomes that we don't want, especially if there's evidence for that outcome that we're seeing. So let's say, for example, me checking the weather. For me to check the weather and see that, oh, it's going to be raining, it's going to be cold, it's going to be miserable, it would have been so easy in that moment for me to continue to focus on that. And what I mean by focusing on it, I mean moaning about it, complaining about it, saying, oh, it's so annoying that it's due to rain all the time, preparing for that outcome, you know, packing warm clothes and, you know, rain jackets and things, preparing for that outcome to actually come into my reality. Okay. And obviously, if you're preparing for something, if you're expecting something to happen, you get whatever you expect. You get whatever you focus on and whatever you expect. So by changing my focus, what I was doing was I was changing my expectation. So I was telling myself this story that the weather is going to be amazing. We're going to have this beautiful week. The weather's going to be glorious. And, you know, the sun's going to be shining. I was creating this expectation that that was what was going to happen. Because when I was packing my bags for Salcombe, I wasn't packing my big raincoats. I was packing my summer dresses. I was packing my shorts. I was packing my swimming costume. Admittedly, the swimming costume was a little bit too optimistic. I didn't quite make it into the sea in a swimming costume. However, you know, I was able to create the weather that I wanted by focusing my attention. And I've seen this play out so many times in my life where just by changing my focus, just by giving attention to what I want versus what I don't want, I've been able to create the outcomes that I want. So a great example of this was back when I used to do a lot of one-on-one coaching, I would have these discovery calls with potential clients where we'd have a conversation first and we would talk about, you know, what I could offer them and whether or not they wanted to work with me. And one of my biggest sort of things coming into coaching was this fear of, do people want to invest in this? Will people want this? Will people need this? You know, what if people tell me it's too expensive? What if people tell me they don't want to work with me? And I got myself really caught up in that negative thought spiral, in that it was something that I was thinking about a hell of a lot of the time. And I remember this one point, and I had all of these calls scheduled for the week ahead from potential clients. And I was thinking to myself, well, you know what? At least one of these people is going to say yes, right? Surely, you know, out of all of these people that I'm connecting with, one of them will say yes. But over that week, I was really focused on people saying no. And I was so busy thinking about people telling me I don't have the money for this, people saying, oh, I don't really need this right now, now's not the right time. I was so consumed with those thoughts that I didn't leave any space for the opportunity for people to actually say yes. I wasn't giving any attention to, well, what if people tell me this is exactly what they've been looking for? What if people tell me that, you know, they've been saving up to invest in a coach? What if people tell me that they are excited to invest in themselves? Okay, I hadn't given any energy to that because I was so stuck in that negative spiral of fear, of doubt. And of course, what do you think played out in that scenario? I had all of these calls booked. Statistically, one person at least should have said yes. Yet I heard no after no after no. And like with many lessons, we don't realize them until they've happened. And I firmly believe everything that we go through happens for us. It teaches us a lesson. And this was very much one of those instances. You know, I learned a very powerful lesson that week. I had spent a lot of my time worrying about things going wrong, worrying about things not working out for me. And of course, that was mirrored back to me in my reality. My focus, my intention, attention created my reality. And so without changing anything, without changing, you know, the structure of my discovery calls, without changing anything within my terms of my marketing or my messaging, I decided that moving forwards, I would not let I can't afford it become a part of my thought process. I would not let I don't need this right now even enter my mind. You know, I would not let the thought of people not wanting to work with me, that just wasn't even an option. It wasn't even something I would bring into consideration, okay? I wouldn't give it a moment of my time. And what I did actually, what I found was really useful is I put a little hair tie around my wrist. And every time I found myself slipping into thoughts of, what if they don't want this? What if they don't need this? I would give that elastic band a little flick on my wrist to wake me up, basically, to basically make me realize like I am going off into a negative thought spiral. And in that moment, I would commit to a visualization of what I wanted to play out. So for me, just as I did with the weather, getting really detailed and specific on that visualization. What do I want to experience? What do I want to call into my life? So for me, the client saying yes to me, I was imagining that client. I was imagining exactly how that conversation would go. I would, first of all, I would put myself in my potential client's shoes and think about, how excited is she? She's found a coach that she wants to work with. She's so excited to finally invest in herself. She's so excited to take that next step to work with me. I would imagine, you know, having that conversation with her, the energy in her voice. You know, I could hear what she was saying, telling me she was so grateful to have found me. I was confident, you know, telling her what I could offer because I knew already that it was a done deal. Okay, I had so much confidence that this person wanted and needed what I offered. I had no hesitation whatsoever when I told her, you know, this is what I can do for you and this is what the investment is. There was no wobble in that because I absolutely knew with 100% of my being that she had already said yes. She was already a done deal. And I visualized that scenario. I even went so far as typing out an email to myself. So I typed out an email as if I was that ideal client. And that ideal client had sent me an email saying, you know, I can't wait for those next steps. I'm so excited that I've said yes to working with you. I'm so excited to take those next steps. Okay, and so I did a lot of this work around visualizing what I wanted. And the powerful thing about visualization is that your subconscious mind cannot distinguish between what you imagine and what has actually happened. So the more I was telling my mind over the next week, you know, this is already done. This is already a done deal. This client's already invested in me. This client has already said yes. The subconscious mind starts to believe it, starts to believe it as a truth. It's already happened. And so think about what that means when you then start to take action. If you believe something has already happened, how are you going to show up for that thing? You're going to expect it to be a yes because you already know how that story plays out because it's happened before. Okay? And so you show up into your goals, into your dreams in a much different way, a much more powerful, much more confident way. Imagine, let's say you've got something that you want to achieve in your life. And what if you knew with every inch of your being that you were going to succeed at that? How would you show up today differently for that goal? How would you show up differently? How much more confident would you be? How much more would you enjoy the process, perhaps, if you knew that failure wasn't an option, if you knew already that it was a done deal? And that is, again, the beauty of using visualization is you're telling your subconscious mind, this is already done. This has already happened. Okay? And you start to show up as a product of that subconscious mind. Remember how we act and how we present ourselves to the world and the decisions we make, 90% is a product of our subconscious. Okay? It's our subconscious programming. It's what our subconscious mind is telling us. If your subconscious mind is saying, you've already experienced this, you already are successful, you already, you know, have got a client that said yes to you, you've already done this before and have been, you know, successful at it, you've already achieved this goal. When you start to do it again in the future, you know, in your real life, you start to do it, your subconscious mind, you know, it's telling you it's already done. You're going to be so much more confident and so much more self-assured stepping into that. Okay, so whatever you are focusing on, you are going to create. So this is why you need to be so mindful of what you are thinking. When you just let your brain go to whatever, it's going to start gravitating towards the negative, right? You know, we know this. We know more often than not, if we think about something that we want to achieve, we're perhaps going to give more focus on that not working or what could go wrong versus what could go right. And it's so simple. When you realize this, like getting what you want can be as easy as just thinking about what you want. Life can become easy. Life can become so joyful without you really needing to do all that much. Okay? You know, I wasn't changing the weather by, you know, shifting clouds in the sky. I didn't do anything. I just thought about the weather that I wanted. I didn't have to try harder to get those clients to say yes to me. I didn't have to go out and start hustling and start, you know, doing this really hustle mode, selling mode mentality, you know, pushing for things, forcing for things to happen. I allowed things to happen because I was in the right mindset first. You know, I'd already been focusing on what I wanted. And so this time, sometimes this time that we spend daydreaming, sometimes we think of it as like wasted time. Like, oh, I've not done anything today. I've just kind of sat around and not really done a huge amount. That's fine. If you are using that time relaxing to also intentionally focus on what you are want, that is 10 times more powerful than taking any type of action. You could be taking all of the action in the world, but if your thought process behind that action is, this isn't going to work, I am going to fail, this person won't invest in me, I'm not going to be successful at this, that action you're taking is, you're putting that action upon a foundation that's just going to crumble down, okay? Any action that you take is, it's going to feel like this constant uphill struggle. Whereas you, if you approach the doing from this place of, it's already done, I've already got there. I've already achieved this. I expect this to happen because it's happened many, many times before. If you start taking from action from that place, honestly, it will start to feel effortless. Life will start to feel effortless. Getting to your goals and your dreams will start to feel effortless. Okay? So start paying attention to what you are giving your focus to, ladies. And I promise it will change your life for the better. Okay, ladies, well, it was a pleasure, as always, to connect with you. And I will speak with you again very soon on the next episode. Enjoy your week, ladies. Lots of love. If you are wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu. We'll be right back. Thank you.